an American Civil Liberties Union forum on emerging law enforcement surveillance technologies, explored issues of bias, unregulated information sharing, and reduction of privacy protection. Described as a legislative briefing, the forum was held in Sacramento, but not at the state capitol or during a legislative proceeding, but it intended to, quote, give legislators, their staff, and the public tools to understand how the government tracks them, and, quote, how gaps in our digital defenses are making it easier for Trump to implement his anti-civil rights agenda. Mohammed Tajsar, an ACLU senior attorney, moderated the live-streamed forum and opened it by saying he fears, quote, the serious appetite for the deployment of sophisticated technology by the public sector, often without thought to the human impacts and costs, and that, quote, we're facing a national government led by the Trump administration and its techno-billionaire allies that really has a voracious appetite for the fruits of that same technological innovation. But he added, there's a, quote, budding bipartisan interest in tackling some of these problems. Panelists included former Washington Post reporter Haley Tsukiyama of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who said technology in itself isn't bad, but its use can be problematic.
In that effort to kind of make things go more smoothly or to make things more efficient, they introduce a lot of shortcuts and biases that can undercut really the fairness of an investigation, or certainly at least the way that we, the checks and balances that we've built into the system to make sure that these things are fair. You know, like any tool, they aren't perfect. They can introduce errors, they have their own weaknesses, and where we run into specific trouble is if we are using these tools without taking the time to really educate the people who are using them and educate the people who they are used on about those errors and those weaknesses. I think also often with new technologies, people kind of think, oh, this is great, like this is a new tool, it's going to be infallible, right? Like this is a tool that I can totally trust to make this decision for me. And I think we all know that that's just not the case, right? If you look at error rates on things like face recognition, especially around certain populations.
Chauncey Smith of Catalyst California and a member of the Identity Profiling Advisory Board said California's number of reported crimes that are cleared or result in arrests are at a historic low despite significant increases in law enforcement spending. He argued that law enforcement is less effective despite increased spending, including for technologies that have negative impacts.
In California, we have automated traffic enforcement technologies, cameras for red lights and trying to catch people speeding. There's body-worn cameras that are being used in ways that give rise to numerous privacy and surveillance implications. There's license plate readers. There's killer robot dog, police dogs. There's so many things. Every year there's another toy. It's like they just keep coming out with these toys, giving them to law enforcement, and then all too often, communities of color, especially people who are low income, are the ones that bear the brunt of the nefarious effects that occur over the course of time. And I think if we really want to move towards addressing issues of crime, violence, and making communities safer, what we really need to do is start to think through ways in which the state and localities can invest more dollars in addressing the root causes of safety risks. And by safety risks, I mean things like housing and economic insecurity.
Mike German, a former FBI agent and a Liberty and National Security Fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice, highlighted California's use of information sharing in the National Network of Fusion Centers. He said California has 6 fusion centers comprised of law enforcers and other parties. U.S. Homeland Security says the centers, quote, lawfully gather and share threat-related information, but German said they operate in a gray area and share information that's, quote, being collected about California residents in a particularly unregulated environment. He said fusion centers have been used for immigration law enforcement, and there's concern it's ramping up.
So that's something that we've commonly seen and we have seen for years. You know, Chauncey talked about traffic enforcement and license plate readers. Early on in the Trump administration, I recall a New York Times expose describing how ICE officials in the state of Washington actually utilized license plate reader data from the state there to actually round up and conduct immigration raids on sort of small communities in the state of Washington. Something that actually happens pretty regularly all through this like marriage between unsuspecting local law enforcement agencies and federal immigration enforcement. I say that as a sort of warning that I fear that the problems associated with fusion centers in particular are ones that we're going to increasingly hear about. If we don't hear about them now, I guarantee you in about 6 months, perhaps a year, they will be front and center in the sort of American imagination.
There was also discussion on how the tech-related issues are being responded to. The panelists highlighted grassroots efforts like Push LA, which advocates against racially biased policing, the protections in California's Information Practices Act, and efforts to reform the use of fusion centers. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.